Good evening, world. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit with me, Elaine Ireland, and guest Rick Ferguson on VBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's a lot to say, isn't it? Get a pencil and a piece of paper. I'll be giving you some phone numbers in a few moments. One is a worldwide phone number that you can call in on, and the other one is dedicated to the United States and Canada. You share a line. And we'll be giving you Rick's phone numbers and information as we go through the show. Welcome, Rick Ferguson. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Elaine?
Okay. You were on in December, December the 30th, and at that point you were talking about your Archangel project.
Uh-huh.
And since then I've received emails from you telling me all kinds of things that you're doing and you're not doing. So we can go over those tonight and anything else that you want to talk about. How's that?
That sounds cool.
Okay. What's first on your list? What did you want to share with the world first?
Well, we have regarding the Archangel project, we've begun phase two, and I just completed constructing it's called Osiris, and this is based on ancient Kemetian technology, which is the civilization that preceded Egypt. And I didn't know this, but after I built the device, it basically is a miniaturization of what they have been discovering about the pyramid complex in the Giza region with subterranean channels and so forth. But basically what it does is it's a small harmonic device that connects heaven to earth, that type of deal. And we used it last night in a healing session in town here, and everybody was looking, was underneath the healing table, and everybody, when they got off the healing table, they were like, God on fire. I mean, what is under in that thing? So it works.
I love the way you said that. So it works.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm pleased.
That's
but we
great.
we've just released that, and now it's made available to the world and the universe. Any guys going by in their motherships, they're welcome to stop by and pick up a copy of it.
And their motherships. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You're going to be at the Midland Fair this coming weekend. That's Midland, Texas.
Yep.
Where is that fair for our folks that are listening from the Midland area?
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Is it the Clarion, I think?
Get Emma to check it if you can, while, and you can tell us in a few minutes.
Emma's the one who does all that life, so you know, I just drive. Just point me in the direction of Central Texas, and I'm out of here.
Where do you live, Rick?
We're in Houston.
In Houston. I thought you were. Dolly had asked me earlier, and I said, you know, for the life of me, I can't remember, but I think it's in the Houston area. I think it is.
Yeah, well, people, you know, we've worked so many shows all over the country, and people don't realize we probably drive the farthest of anybody in the show. Not that it's banging your gong time, but, you know, we're driving from the Gulf of Mexico to go to any point, you know, for doing work. So we don't mind it. You know, yeah, heck, if you live in Texas, you are driving just to go down to the grocery store.
That's true. In your latest email that I got from you, too, you said that your website is going under massive renovation.
I am so excited about this. I met a fellow. In fact, I think I told a story. His little girl had a complete transformation using the Archangel Project. And it turned out this guy is, we're just so connected. He knows how important the website is in to upgrading it. So he is basically, we're like, everything from the get-go is transforming the entire site. And we're kind of doing the stages. The first stage is, you're shifting over to the new formatting, so you can look all you want to, and it's exciting and it's fun, but it's also a much higher vibratory pattern that's been put into the site, which everybody picks up on. And then after we get that thing set in a couple of more weeks, we're going to be doing, introduce our shopping carts and autoresponders. We're going to be making available things we did not have available before as electronic. You can buy it electronically, like a book or artwork. and you just buy it, and it automatically is downloaded to you, which I think is slick. I could never figure it out. I just make stuff. But then, and after that is set in, then the real cool stuff, we're going to be doing video tutorials of how to use the products. We're going to be doing, we're getting Emma ready to do raw food preparation classes and tutorials. And she's going to be having raw food. It's so important to get raw food into your diet regimen. So Auntie M's going to come out of the kitchen and go and bring this to the world. So we're going to be doing blogs, whatever they are. Oh, it's out there. And then another area we're going to be having is going to be acting like a functional energy stargate. Clicking on it, we're noticing through the Archangel Project that the first phase dealt primarily with Hebrew characters. Now the second phase is Egyptian. And we're adding these two spinning dial wheels. We're not sure how it's going to work. But as they rotate, they're going to be locking into place. By sitting in front of your computer, this will be opening up a portal through which an archetype or a design, which I'll be designing, will come through for doing an inner activation on you. And all this will be done to you in the convenience of your home. Or sitting on the beach with a laptop. Check on the chicks out. Or the guys out. Whatever. You know?
One of the things that they need to check out too on your website, and give that website name for our folks and your phone number while you're at it.
Okay. The website is www.oneforce.cc. And our home phone number here is 281-498-6183. And making it really easy for folks to coming into April, we've also acquired the domain names for www.archangelproject.com. And it's Archangel Project spelled with A-R-K and A-R-C-H. So if you misspell it, you'll get there anyhow.
Now that's clever. Good for
so
you.
We've been playing for the last three and a half months, we've appeared like a little duck, like a duck on a pond of water. On the surface, it doesn't look like much is going on. But underneath, we've been working like pigs. And
proud
now it's starting
you.
To blossom.
I've had the pleasure of being around Emma and Rick for a long time now, and they came on the scene with a setup pretty much like you have now, maybe a little smaller. But I've had the pleasure of watching Rick and Emma both go through all of these wonderful transformations, both physically and spiritually. They've gotten their health in just the toppest of shapes. And I'm sure the raw food energy has a lot to do with that. I've always heard that raw energy was much better than anything else, raw foods. And but also watched Rick as he's gone through his Metatron and some of the other introductions of spirit and ET energy coming through. It's been really cool to watch, to stand back and watch. It makes you feel
journey.
Good all over.
Yeah.
I suggest people go to your website, because in this last email, they're going to be dropping some of their products. And it's accessories and energy disc transducers and star disc. I love those little star discs. All of the electronics, all the Keeley boxes, all novelties. So if there is anything out there that you folks have, oils and potions and space boards, I'm going to miss those too, and tapes. So any of those things, it's quite a long list, too long to do on the show.
Elaine, we're not dropping all of them, but parts of, we just took a look and we just said, we have to make room because the old site now has become overwhelmed with all these things that I've built over the years. And I figure if we add up all the numbers, we're probably dropping over 70 products, but we don't even miss them because of the enormous influx of Archangel technology that's come in. So we're just making room for more.
Well, folks, if you're familiar, or even if you're not, go in the site and see, because he also told me that some of these things are going to be on sale for 50% off. So go in and see if there's something that strikes your fancy and can be useful to you on your journey, your spiritual and development journey, and get it while you can. because I love your last thing, because after that, it's hasta la vista. So once they're gone, in other words. So go on site, see what he's got, new and old. I should say they, because Emma's items are on there, too. You call her Auntie Emma, I call her Emma. So it's the same lady, folks, that's listening out there. Call in on our worldwide numbers, 877-489-6350. Japan, Europe, all those places, that's worldwide. The United States and Canada, your number is 1-888-228-4494. That's 1-888-228-4494. So call in with questions about just about anything. If Rick doesn't know, he'll tell you he doesn't know, but that's rare because Rick.
Or I'll make it up. You know, I'll sound real important, at least temporarily.
What else do you want to share with us?
Well, I thought you. I think the last time we were going to talk, maybe talk about the Numeronics book that I've written that we've had up for a long time.
Let's do it.
So I just start talking, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, what we need to do is find out where it's available. Is it one that they can download?
It's on our website.
Okay, so they can download it on the website. Now,
but right now it is only available by purchase, and you actually get a physical book. It's a rarity, but it is a physical book.
Where can they find it? Through your website. Order it through you?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you write it?
Oh, boy. I think I wrote it about... easily 10, 15 years ago.
Wow.
I had put together, I had run into information. One of my strengths is I notice things going on and I can pull them together and make them work. And, you know, I can walk into a store and I can pick a ball bearing, some Cool Whip, and a rubber band, and I'll make, MacGyver. And I'm making this thing that's working, has all these things happening, Well, I had heard about somebody in the Carolinas was doing something with pencil and paper, and that they would douse out a number and they'd tape it on their left or right arm to, heal or manifest whatever they wanted. So I kind of just took that carrot and kind of developed into a lot of things. Now, if there's anybody listening, you're getting the whole book right now. So turn on your tape recorder. What it's developed into is a very simple system, but you've got to be it's tricky. In the sense, you got to know what your intent is, because you will manifest your intention. And we should go on time. I'll explain it to you real good here. Imagine you're walking on the beach and you find the proverbial genie's bottle, and you rub it, and out comes the genie. Now the genie in this case is the Numeronics system. This genie does not limit your number of wishes. This genie will wish you any number of wishes, whatever you ask for. The only little glitch that you probably will discover is the genie doesn't understand the nuances of our language. And English, is extremely two-faced. You never really, particularly in English now, you're never really saying what you truly mean. So you have to become articulate what you're describing to a point. Not to be too specific, but not being too general at the same time. And, for example, a very popular one is, I want more money. Mm-hmm. The money thing. And you follow the system, you come up with a number, but the problem is, if your intent is, I want money, you're always simply going to be, the genie will say, well, then you will always be wanting for money. Which boils down to is always ahead of you, you never get it. So changing the intent there is, actually, you just want money to come to you, at least how I look at it. So we say, well, how can, is it, within the domain of this person's ability to become a money magnet. So they become a money magnet. And then they start freaking out because money's coming to them. Now, this is an oversimplification, but this is what happens. Here's a couple of stories. Then I can tell, I'll share with you how to do it, and then you can write it down, try it yourself. Had a gal, she met her soulmate, so she believed, could not live without him, he left her. And she asked, could you write up a number that I could wear that would bring him back in my life? And I checked psychically, and I said, well, yeah, it'll work, but it's going to be platonic, and it's never going to amount to anything. Oh, please, I'll do whatever you want to. So, got the number up, she wore it. Making a long story short, in about maybe 3 to 6 months, he was back living with her. Now, we never know the timeline of this because there's a lot of eddies that have to be worked through. So, making a long story short, she gave me a call in about a year, and she was very happy at the time, but then she called me back shortly and said, it's just like you said. He's just living with me, and I said, it's all platonic. Well, about a year later, I got another call. And said, I kicked him out of my life. I said, well, what happened? I found out he was dating other girls while he was with me. Now, what I discovered was he had to come back in my life so that I could grow, learn about this, and then release him. So I thought, that'll work. That'll be a keeper.
Yeah.
You don't know how these situations will span out. Each person is unique. Were you going to say something, Lynn?
I think that's wonderful. But you win no matter what.
Yeah. Now, the only thing is, once in a while, Emma's not here, so I can be a little bit crispy here, being a Taurus, is that New Age people, the real space Twinkies, I call them, they really can get out there sometimes. And when they have something, a new type of technology, they think more is better. And we had one example years ago. Every Tuesday night, we used to have a little miniature psychic fair in our apartment here. And one night, this gal came in, and one of the things you can do with Numeronics is you can scan a list of emotional states, for example. You can take anything and make a list of all the things that you wish to clear, to deal with, that you're capable of doing right now. And you'd be surprised, you can work multitask at an enormous rate. So I made this whole list. I came up with a single number which represented a harmonic of all these emotions. Because what you think are many things in your life is usually based around the same harmonic. So we got the harmonic. She wore put on a piece of paper, taped it on her arm, blah, blah. The next week she came back. I had never had the best week in my life. Life is good. Life is great. I love everybody. Let's go for the gold now. I get a little nervous when I get that eager. Well, then we came up with a list of about, I think there were approximately 70 different emotional states, which is fine. Again, if you tape it on the arm, it's kind of like a slow boat to China type deal. It'll work. May take a little time getting there. Then she asks the New Age question, will it work better or faster if I take this number to my crystal that I wear around my neck? And I just very quickly just offhandedly said, yeah, it'll work faster, but your body may not be able to handle it. You know, you got a lot of things to deal with here. She said, I'm going to go for it. And I said, fine. And I'm where I am and have always been with this. I will bring you to fire. I will say, fire is hot. Fire can be your friend, but fire can burn you. Do not touch fire. You will get burned. And then I'll walk away. Most people go, let's see what fire feels like, and they'll stick their hand in it. So I said, I am free. I have no conscience about that because it is, I'm the teacher. I told them, and they have to learn. Well, I told her this. I got the number. She wraps it on a crystal. This is the only time where it got me a little bit spooked using the system. And what happened was, and this is not an exaggeration, 10 to 15 seconds, this woman turned totally gray in front of my eyes. I've never seen that before. It's kind of, it's really inspiring, though. And I looked at her and I said, what's going on? She said, I just feel like crying. And I said, why don't you lay down on the couch for a while? She laid on the couch for about a half hour. Emma came back, did some energy work on her in the back room. She came back, we redid the number, and she was fine. What happened was the crystal had accelerated her dealing with these things so fast, it just couldn't keep up. It just kind of went into like a shock or something. So when I tell people about these things, you know, about using the mnemonic system, yeah, it's lots of fun. But please, do it one step at a time. Don't think just because, you know, you've got some wings on that you can start soaring with the eagles. You got to learn some, you know, technique first. So anyhow, the whole thing is based around the notion that everything is energy. Everything can be, one way or another, expressed as a frequency, a harmonic, a resonance, pick your term. And like, you know, the hum that you hear with from incandescent lights, that's a 60 hertz. That's what 60 cycles per second sounds like. Everything has its own sound. So you form an intention, and then you translate it. This is the one part where it takes some practice. You write your intention down, and one of the things that that we learn along the way, your intention must be devoid of hurting anyone else, or else it'll come back and get you, and it'll come back and get you with a revenge. So part of the deal is that when you form the intention, and like when you're forming intention, you're going to end up with a multiple digit number. So you basically, you can either mentally say this or verbally say, I'm looking for a multiple digit number, and we've kind of revised it to 12 digits. And the reason why, there appears to be 12 crystals in the DNA structure at the molecular level that are responsible for manifesting. So what we've kind of figured out here is that if you end up with a 12 digit number that represents your intention, and you can specify this, you're going to key in your own power system to get the job done. Before, we were just using any length number, and it was fine. So now we're saying, I'm looking for a 12-digit number which will manifest this intention. So let's just say, 'I want to release stress in my life.' So I want a 12-digit number which will release stress in my life, and I've got a pet slogan: thy will be done, no harm to anyone." So that means, and what this translates is, this is done for the highest good, and no one will be harmed in the process. You do not want your stress to be, so you don't want your stress to go off of you and then jump onto the person next to you. You start building a karma that way and all those stuff. So, you get your intention, you know, it's like, making sure that you're not going to be doing anything catty. And then you start dowsing. Now, you can use a couple of different ways of doing this. You can use the old pendulum. I kind of find it, for me, slow. You can use the pendulum to do it, or you can use your fingers to do it, which is a form of what's called stick plate dowsing. You drag your fingers over a surface, and you mentally just ask it to stick and drag to indicate a yes, and your fingers will adhere to the surface. The type of surface that you drag it on, you don't even have to have anything. You can use your thumbnail for it, and you just use your index finger very lightly, you know, counterclockwise move it on your thumbnail, and just ask, give me a stick, and it's going to drag. Now, I know if anybody's listening, you're probably sitting there, let me try this, you know, give me a stick, you know, oh, there it goes. So the stick, when it adheres to the nail or any surface of similar texture, means yes. So, to go back, you form your intention, And then now I'm looking for a 12-digit number, which will be the numerical equivalent of that. And the first digit is going to be, and then you mentally are going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, and you go down again. As you go up or down, your finger will literally stick or drag on one of the numbers. That is your first number, so you just write it down. Practice has taught me that you don't go, oh, did I get it right? Let's do it again. Just write the first one, go on, you do, go to the next one. Then you say the next digit is 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's a 4. So you're right, you know, if it's 6 on 4, 4. You do this for every, one of the 12 digits. When you're done, you now have a possible harmonic for your intention. So you've translated from an alpha, which means, from words into numeric. And then you go back and you just, you say, you know, with your left hand, point at each number. Is this number correct? Is this number correct? Is this number correct? You know, very quickly, once you get it down, you know, you just get the first series of numbers, then you go back, touching each one. It's almost like magic. And you listen to your fingers. Some people, like you Reiki people, could, you know, when you're touching them, if the Reiki hand gets hot, boop, that's a yes. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can find get the information. But anyhow, you just start with your intent, translate it to numbers. So that's the first step. Now, you have to have some very, very expensive equipment to do this. One is your hands. Another is a pencil and paper. And then you've got to have, off to the side, one of four different colored ink pens. And the colored inks, this kind of evolved, is green, red, purple, and teal blue. Why? I have no idea, but we started out doing red, and then red wasn't working anymore, and then we just doused out, and green appeared. So those are the first two. And then when that one stopped working, then purple kicked in. And then when that one was not kind of fringy, and what I mean, it wasn't kicking in, you aren't getting hits in the numbers, like there was nothing going on. So then we just the color changed. So then we went to teal blue, which is kind of like turquoise. Once in a while that doesn't work, and what bumps up is gold ink. But you have to be careful. You have got to use ink. You don't use those paint pens, because this is going to be on next to your skin, and those paint pens are toxic. So anyhow, you got your intention, and you translate it into a number, and now you want to find out what color ink do I have to write this in. So you just mentally say is, and then you're using little fingers on your nail or surface going, is it red ink, is it green, is it purple, or is it teal? It's going to stick on one of them. Whatever it sticks on, just write down the color ink. So now you got a color ink that's going to be written in, and then the number has to be written a certain number of times. So you just, you know, with your fingers just moving on the surface, how many times do I need to write this 12-digit number? Is it 1, 2, 3, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? It's usually between 1 and 10. And now the last thing you have to get, or two more things, rather, is how many days do you have to wear it? In other words, how long does the number have to be worn? And you're going to go, all right, I've got the intention. I translated it into a number. I've got the color of the number. I have how many times the number has to be written. And then we've got the number of days it has to be worn. And you go, is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? This is really high IQ stuff. Just keep counting the numbers. When your finger sticks, or you get a hit on your hands, your pendulum, there's your number. Write that number down. And then the last thing to do is which arm you have to wear it on. So again, it's going to either be your left arm or right arm. So, you know, with your fingers dragging on the surface, is it the left arm or is it the right arm? It's going to hit on one of the two. Very rarely will it not. If it doesn't, then you can ask, well, is there a body part it needs to be taped on? But normally it's left or right arm. So you got intention translated to number. Number is written in a color, which you figure out from the four I mentioned. And then you figure, just douse out how many times it has to be written. And finally, how many days, and then which arm is written on. Those are all key. Now, you take out, and now you invest a lot of money in the next very valuable thing, is small unlined paper and a box of Band-Aids. That's the only other things you need to have. Now, what you do is, now you could you probably use one of the large gauze Band-Aids, too. And the reason is this. You're going to write that number on the white paper that number of times. So let's just say you have your 12-digit number, and you have to write it 5 times. If you're using a regular-sized Band-Aid, you have to cut the piece of paper, which will be a little bit larger than the gauze on the Band-Aid. That's little. And then write on a single line that entire number. So that's going to be little. And you write it, let's say if it says 5, you write it 5 different lines, which means 5 times. If you have a large gauze that has a larger surface, so you can write it larger. We have had some real diehards where they just wrote it on a piece of paper and duct taped it to their arm.
Oh, goodness.
I know. They're out
that
there.
That sounds like it hurts.
Yeah, well, I know. They're out there, and I don't want to know who they are, but you know who you are. but some people, when they don't have anything else, they've actually used, like, clear packing tape. But, you know, if you have to wear it, you have to wear it 24/7 for the number of days. If you've got to wear it for a length of time, you want something that's going to be breathing. So after trial and error, what we've come up with are usually the cloth Band-Aids. And what really works very well, and it's kind of, it's not hard on you at all, is that cloth athletic tape that they use for wrapping ankles. And it comes in different widths. And the wider it is, the bigger the paper can be, so you can write your number on it. Now, when you put the tape on it, you put it on the back of the paper so that when you place it on the arm, on the skin, the number is facing down and is physically touching the skin. Why? I don't know. This is the way it works. So that's the whole system. You just, you know, you get your number, you translate it, you get your the specific things required, color, number of times, number of days, color ink, I'm always skipping one, and then you get to the which arm. Then tape it on the paper, tape it on your body. And you wear it, only removing it when you, you know, take a shower or a bath. Odd things happen with it. Some people say that when they put it on their arm, the area gets hot like they've been injected with something. We've had some people that when, at some point, no matter what they do, the Band-Aid will not stick on their skin. What we discovered is that this Band-Aid, that indicating the number has expired. It's done. Now, at the end of the cycle, sometimes, what I recommend is you go back and you check to see if every one of the numbers, if the number has finished. Sometimes one of the digits has changed. So you go back, you point at the number and say, is this number done? You either get a yes or no, and you do it with your little pendulum or you're sticking with your fingers. Next, you ask, well, if this number that I'm looking at, is this, if it isn't done, is the first number done? And you get a yes or no. Do I need to change the first, second, third? Just teach each one. When you get to a number where you get a yes, I have to change it. Then you say, okay, this number 6 or whatever it is. This number is now, and you doubt. You said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You just change it. It will change. It'll tweak the frequency a little bit. And then you go through the whole rest of it. You know, what's the color? How many times? How many days do I have to wear it for, which arm, and so forth. Same shtick all over again. And then you tape it on your arm. You know, you pick, figure out which arm it's on. You do this until that number is clear. Because you're going through all these little eddies of self-defenses you put up to prevent this from happening in your life. And this can be used on anything. The problem is, as adults, we've got this really hellacious minefield of stuff that's out there prohibiting us from really enjoying the abundance of the universe. For every yay you have, you can think up a million nays to say it won't work. But when people come and they ask about this, and they go, oh, really? And I get when I explain to them that this works, but you have to be very certain what you're asking for. If you want to meet the love of your life, then you will. But maybe the love of your life is married to somebody else.
So you say,
you
I want to meet
careful.
The love of my life only if he's available, he or she is available.
Right. And some people say, I want to meet my soulmate. Well, your soulmate might pass you in a baby carriage. You might be 3 years old. You don't know. So when you are asking of the universe, the genie, you have to be specific to a point, but not an overkiller. Like, for example, gals will, they want to meet the man of their life. We had one guy. This is a good story. This gal, she was working at a store, and she wanted to meet a mensch, a man of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up a number with her, and the next week when we saw her, she met somebody at work, and they were really hitting it off. And so she said, all right, I want to refine the number. And she said, well, I want a number that will either make us develop a stronger positive relationship, or that's it. Well, the next day the guy got transferred. She never saw him again.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, nothing bad happened to him, but just, boom, you asked the genie. Genie gave you the stuff. You have to be really careful with this stuff. And when they start listening to the stories, suddenly they get really serious, like, oh, this isn't a lucky rabbit foot anymore. This is the real thing. It's fun, and I encourage people to have fun with it. But you're dealing with harmonics, and these are an innate intelligence. Why numbers seem to work within the body, I don't know. We have had some success by writing your request on a piece of paper in your own language. But numbers seem to be or represent a universal language. And they seem to be something which the innate intelligence of the body is capable of understanding, irregardless of what, if it's Japanese, Thai, Danish, African, it doesn't matter. So the numbers seem to be a universal factor here. And, yeah, you can use it with all your electronic gizmos, with all your stuff about, you can use it with your pyramids, with your crystals. You can do it for healing work, all kinds of cool stuff. In fact, one time, what was it? I think I had an abscess, and I wrote a number out for it, and the abscess disappeared. Which I thought was cool.
If you're in pain, you're going to think it's really cool.
Well, yeah, that aside, but, when you're doing this, it's like, it's not that you openly welcome pain and discomfort. It's like, oh, I've got something going on. What should I use this time? So while the pain's going on, I think we'll use this. But I just find the process is very simple, but it's very powerful at the same time. In my book, Numeronics, I've already worked out the harmonics for you, the numbers for you, so you can just transfer the numbers over. There's a section in there about affirmations, and this can be a real trap for people, because people they don't realize, when they ask for something or they make a request, affirmations absolutely have to have no negatives in them whatsoever. The negative, the brain interprets as a positive. So if you meet somebody as, I do not smoke, your mind says, I smoke. It somehow emphasizes what you want to negate. So we've got page after page of stuff in the book. People, I'm working with someone right now, and once you get a hang of how to word things, your forming intention is actually fun. But people, you have to be careful not to put too much into it, because you start sounding like a lawyer. You have, it's like you have a, you have a multiple part question in your, or terms in your request, and it diffuses the energy. You know, for example, I want to meet my soulmate, and so that we can live happily ever after, and he has to have lots of money so that I don't have to have a job. Now, that might work better if you break it down to three. It just depends. Yes, you can wear more than one number at a time. Yes, you do have to specify that when, as you get different numbers to wear on your arms, that they will work with you. They'll work with each other. You don't want one kind of negating the effects of another one. And we had one, in the, year when I first started doing this, some people, they're wearing four or five numbers. You know, they had all these band-aids on their wrist. Oh, yeah, where you wear them on your arm. You can wear them above the shirt sleeve line or out in the open. And some of these people wore them on their wrist and looked like they had been, they were suicide, you know, victims. You know, they're trying to slash the wrist, you know. All they're doing is wearing numbers. And yeah, you know, some of them got artsy. They used some, like, colored Flintstone colored band-aids. You know, you're going to have fun with it. But
how did you come to this? How did this come to you? How did you work? Why is it happening?
Why is what happening?
How did you get to the point where, I'm tripping over my words tonight. How did you get to mnemonics? Did you dream it?
I was told third party about a technique that was being done out in, I think it was North Carolina. And it was a guy, he would take a request you wanted, and he wrote it in pencil because it was carbon, it was a pure element. And he would write, he would douse out a number which would represent a harmonic for whatever your quest was, and he'd tape it on his arm. And then I heard somewhere else, someone was using red ink. So I started experimenting, and we ended up with four different colored inks. And it seems that the request usually will be one of the four different colors. But it's based on, this isn't something that I invented. It was like, I just developed it somewhat. And, you know, it's kind of open-ended. It's like, you know, wherever you want to go with it, you can go with it. I mean, you can work with ET stuff. You can work with healing stuff. You can do it with personal items, agendas that you have. It's really, there's no limit to it. But, I saw that it seemed to be significant and important enough that it needed to be developed so that people could apply it and help improve the quality of their life.
This is Rick Ferguson this evening with Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. And let me give you those phone numbers again in case you want to call in since you've been listening for a few minutes. Now, worldwide is 877-489-6350. 489-6350. If you live in the United States or Canada, the phone number is 1-888-228-4494. These shows are archived worldwide, folks out there, everyone. So if you've just joined us, you can go into the archives, and I think probably within 24 hours, don't hold me to that, and you can listen to the whole show, like if you came in when Rick was telling you how to do this, or you want to share it with someone else. All of the shows are archived on radio station 1 and 2, I know for sure. I'm not sure about the music station. There is a minimal subscription, minimal, not much at all. You can do it monthly, 6 months, 4 months, I think, a yearly, and then you can get into all of these wonderful shows, and if you look at the schedule, it's just phenomenal who all is joining BBS Radio these days. So look on the schedule, and if you want to listen to an old show, you can certainly do that. But this one, what Rick is sharing with us tonight, has really been important in terms of how to accomplish a wish or a desire or something you really, really feel that you need with his mnemonics book, which is available on his website, www.oneforce.cc. That's one of them. And then the Archangel Project, why don't you give them that and
the
phone number?
That will be coming April 1st. It'll be www.archangelproject.com. you know, the ARK angel or ARCH angel. It's spelled both ways. It'll redirect you. They'll both direct you to the 1-4 site.
And that's April
1st.
April 1st.
We're keeping your fingers crossed. Looks good.
It's not a joke. It really will happen. It's not a Fool's Day joke.
It's not a joke.
What else do you want to share about that particular methodology? All of these things that we have on the show, we try to give you as methodologies for tools to help you grow and learn about yourself and about spirit and psychic ability and metaphysics in general. And this is a wonderful tool that he's sharing with the world. He's done the research. He's just given it to you guys verbally tonight. But you can buy the book on his website.
Either way is fine with me. You know, it's an old saying, ignorance is bliss.
Hmm.
You know, and it's just kind of a, you know, it's like you can be in bliss, but, you know, I think it's time to get out of the shadows of ignorance and to really, this is something, it's just another one of the wonderful things is out in the universe that we can use to help improve ourselves.
Out in the universe to help improve ourselves. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. What else is exciting? Not that you don't have a lot of exciting things going on already. You will be in Austin at the Psychic Fair Midland this next weekend. Austin, April the 12th, 11th, I can't remember. That weekend anyway.
Yeah.
We'll also be here. I'll be at that one. Come by and say hello when you've been listening to the show. I'm God Black. Radisson? Is it the Radisson Hotel? I've gone blank, too.
Yeah, I think it's the Radisson.
Yeah, on Middle Fiskville Road, Saturday and Sunday. Most of the fairs that we do start about 10 o'clock on Saturday and end on 6 and start at 11 on Sunday. You can call and pre-schedule. Can you not? For you, Rick, you and Emma both? Pre-schedule an appointment?
Oh, yeah. Schedule appointments. Yeah, it's fine.
Let the folks out there know how you work with your private appointments. They're by appointment only, right?
Right.
And in your home, or do you have an office?
Well, we only work out of our home. We live in this 1,200 square foot apartment in Houston. We've lived here over 20 years. And, no one believes we've been here that long, but, because of the way we live, traveling and doing the work is easiest to live in an apartment. And, people either come over to over here, or we can work over on the, over the telephone. We kind of, in extreme situations, we'll do like an email reading or consultation, but we don't really like that because we really need to have the interaction between the clients. Emails are very cold, at least to me.
I've been doing more and more phone work this last year.
People
just don't want to get out. They don't want to drive.
No. Oh, I don't blame them. The gas prices are getting real hardy out there.
That and the traffic is just horrible, even in small towns.
Yeah.
They just don't want to get out. So I'm mailing a lot of tapes these days. I tape my end of it and then send it to them. Try to remember to repeat their questions. Because I've watched you work. So I can see where your work would be even harder to do on the phone, much less through an email.
Well, oddly, you know, there's one thing that kind of surprised me, and I don't know how it works. You've seen me do this with my little board and my little hammer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a technique that I've been using for years. Again, for people listening to I could sound, oh, this guy is just going on about how great he is. I don't care. I do these weird things and they work. And you figure out if you like them, you know. This is, again, borrowed from Hannah Kroger. And when she was alive, she did a thing with a picture of a skeleton, and she had her pendulum over it. And it would spin in the clockwise direction, and it went over an area of the picture where there was blocked energy, and the pendulum would literally counterspin. So you take out a little hammer and a little stick, and you'd tap on that area, and when you would put your pendulum over it, it'd be swinging wide. All over, you know, like it was clear. So I did that, and it worked very nicely. But I used my fingers, like in the technique I described with the mnemonics. They would stick where there was a block, and I would be pointing with the sticks right at exact location. And this was really cool. People, bones would go back in place, and, you know, they felt just, it was great. But I started seeing pictures in my head, and after a short time, I deduced that these images I was seeing, which appeared to be like movie cells out of a movie trailer of different time periods, were locations in the body of a very powerful emotional event that was still stored and active, but it had never resolved for some reason. In other words, what I was locating were past life or future life memories, depending on how you look at it. So I have my little hammer and I clack it out, and I call it clacking. Mayans had a technique for clacking stones over the body. And at the shows, people would sit at the table, and you see me do this, Elaine, and I don't know if I think I may have clacked you once or twice, I'm not sure. I would do the thing, and I get all, you know, and you have this enormous litany of lies, things that you've experienced. The funny thing is, it was very accurate. People were saying, well, that's why I like Italy so much, because I lived in ancient Rome. That's why I like Greece. That's why I'm drawn to this. You know, all these things influence your cultural tastes, food tastes, mate tastes, you know, whatever it is. It's all from patterning that you've learned before. So, and I'm just tapping away there. Well, that was the only place I ever did it. And about a year or so ago, we put it on our site that I would do it long distance. And I started getting calls for doing this stuff long distance. And it was working as good long distance as it did in person. And I can't figure out how it worked. So, you know, you're saying, you know, you're doing a lot more phone work. Yeah, because of the cost of gas, you know, we're needing to improvise. We're exceeding what we believe we were capable of doing a lot more now than we've ever. So the clacking thing has kind of been—it's been really fun. I never go in with any intent behind it. Just, well, let's just see what's going on here. And people are just amazed at it. And probably from what I've noticed with it, it's probably more accurate than any psychic reading I've ever seen, because it's the records in your body that are still active. And by tapping them, they are able to disperse and integrate.
That's like that cell memory?
Yeah, the cell memory, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you have it, but it's something I've wanted you to do. We just never could get get to you when you weren't busy and I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get together in the next show. We'll see what happens in Midland.
I'm not going to be, it'll be Austin. I'm not going to be in Midland.
Well, we'll see what happens in Austin.
We will.
But anyhow, that's the long distance stuff's gotten to be more and more necessity now because of gas and everything.
Yeah, I agree. We only have a few more minutes, folks out there. So if you want to ask Rick anything about any subject, give us a call. Worldwide is 877-489-6350, United States and Canada. You share a number, 1-888-228-4494. What else would you like to share with us in the next couple of minutes?
Oh, I don't know. If you have the opportunity, you know, if you want to really experience some rapid growth in your own personal development, go to our site and please just, at your own leisure, check out all the Archangel stuff that's come on. Things have radically changed since they've come on up to the forefront. And the energy has just, it's popping all over the place. It looks like we're at the dawn of a new consciousness right now. And I'd like to believe that the Archangel Project has had just even a little bitty part of it to have to do with it.
I'm sure it has. It must be wonderful to know that in a way you've been chosen to get this information and to share it with the world. That's got to be a very peaceful sense for you.
I guess I'll say, yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds good. I don't know. I'm just kind of taken aback by it. It's like, well, this is kind of interesting. Well, what does this do? I feel more secure in this spot rather than, feeling like I was the chosen one, but it's like I'm just in wonder of it all at this time.
Thank you. Seth just whispered sweet nothings in my ear and told me that we need to wrap it up. So, Rick, promise you'll come again in about 6 months or so and catch us up with the Angel Project, which I think is really important for people to know more about that. I really want to go into that next time you're on. And thank you so much for having been with us. You can reach Rick again at that phone number, Rick,
281-498-6183.
All right. Thank you again, Rick Ferguson. This has been Elaine Ireland. We've just went global for spirit on bbsradio.com. Have a great week, folks. Don't forget to share a smile with someone. Rick, thank you again. I'll see
My
you
pleasure.
In Austin. Love to Emma. Bye-bye.
Love to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.